Ben Fairman.
Do not covet your ideas. Give away everything you know, and more will come back to you. You'll remember from school other students preventing you from seeing their answers by placing their arm around their exercise book or exam paper. It's the same at work. People are secretive with ideas. Don't tell them that. They'll take the credit for it. The problem with hoarding is you end up living off your reserves. Eventually, you'll become stale. If you give away everything you have, you're left with nothing. This forces you to look, to be aware, to replenish. Somehow, the more you give away, the more comes back to you. This is the area where clients will spend the longest time, so I want ways to communicate with them without it looking overloaded or too busy. I want a dedicated area to focus on one of the most important parts of my business, colour. A colour studio that shows that our salon is serious about colour. A dedicated space where my clients feel that they're being looked after by professionals, with ways of displaying colour that creates interaction between my clients and my team to assist them in their colour consultation. So if you have produced a pleasantly acceptable piece of work, you'll have proved to yourself that it's good simply because others have said so. It's probably okay, but then it's probably not great either. If, instead of seeking approval, you ask, "What's wrong with it? How can I make it better?" you're more likely to get a truthful, critical answer. You may even get an improvement on your idea. And you are still in a position to reject the criticism if you think it's wrong. Can you find fault with this?